West Des Moines Republican Rob Taylor worked hard on a bill that would bring cell phone insurance under the regulation of the State Insurance Division. There's no license requirement now, and that raises consumer concerns.
Depending on who you purchased it from, it could be fairly ambiguous as to whether or not you bought an insurance plan and what it covered and what it didn't. So I heard that very clearly in our first committee meeting.
But two branches of the insurance industry are at odds. The companies that market the policies want to keep it simple for the retailers when you sign up for a cell phone plan. But independent insurance agencies want those policies handled like any other insurance sale, with someone trained and licensed. On the first side is Scott Sundstrom. He represents what some call a niche company named Assurion. It markets the policies sold by cell phone providers like AT&T and Verizon.
We did work together with the independent agents of Iowa to try to find some common ground on this issue. This, as you know, this is the third year that this issue has been before the legislature.
Sundstrom's client offered a bill in the 2012 legislative session to have retailers pay a licensing fee to cover all the policies sold in the store. The independent insurance agents went in the other direction, requiring every store employee to be a licensed agent if they handle an insurance sale. The two sides reached a compromise this year, but only at the very last minute. Bob Scow with the Independent Insurance Agents of Iowa says the integrity of the industry is at stake.
This is a major insurance state. It seems like every year there are people who want to always be the exception to the rule. We want to sell insurance, but we don't want to be licensed. It's a fine line between not being regulated and then running roughshod over consumers.
Under the compromise, not every employee would have to become a licensed agent. Instead, the retailer would get the license and would then train employees in the sale of the policies. They would maintain a list of all trained employees and spell out what the policies cover to protect the consumer. But the compromise came too late for all the stakeholders to sign on by this week's deadline. Bill Brock with the Attorney General's Office Consumer Protection Division was getting his first look at the deal.
So we'll need to study it carefully. You basically had an inter-industry battle going on here, and the amendment is apparently meant to try to bridge that gap.
Brock says he wants to know more about whether the policies fill a need not already covered by, say, a warranty or homeowner's policy. The insurance agents admit that the policies are tailored to get a replacement in the consumer's hands right away, which is what most customers want if their phone is lost or broken. At various times, the Iowa Retail Federation, cell phone companies, and independent telephone companies were all registered against the bill. Representative Taylor says you can't turn that around overnight.
We had an amendment that came out in subcommittee this morning that a lot of folks hadn't had time to digest yet. I think the groundwork is laid for it to come up next year, and both sides continue to talk.
The AG's consumer protection chief will be keeping an eye on those cell phone insurance sales in the meantime.
We sure get a lot of complaints, and we know a lot of problems are out there with add-ons when you buy retail products. And so we watch them very carefully.
And officials say oversight is needed, since in general, you can't shop around for insurance for your cell phone the same way you do for your car or your home. At the State House, I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.